I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The Ontario NDP Party is announcing plans to expand Peel Region's healthcare network if elected to office in the upcoming provincial election. Party leader Andrea Horvath said the party plans to create two new full hospitals, which includes transforming Peel Memorial into a full hospital. Horvath said it was time for the Western Greater Toronto Area to stop being ripped off by Premier Doug Ford and the Conservative Party. As it stands today, Brampton has one hospital, the Brampton Civic Hospital. The announcements were part of Horvath's campaign stops in Burlington and Brampton on May 6th, and these election promises were reiterated during this week's celebration of International Nurses Week. Brampton East MP Gorintan Sang said that Peel Region, especially Brampton, continues to see insignificant funding from the Ontario government for healthcare. He points out that one Brampton full hospital is not enough for more than 800,000 Brampton residents.
Breaking news, everyone. We just announced that an Ontario NDP government will make sure that Brampton gets the three hospitals that we need. For 15 years, Liberals left Brampton behind, and Doug Ford's Conservatives did the exact same. Think about it. We are a city of over 700,000 people, yet when we have one hospital, despite the fact that we are the ninth largest city in Canada and one of the fastest growing. And that's why we in the Ontario NDP are committing to end Brampton's healthcare crisis once and for all by making sure our city has three hospitals.
Along with the hospital announcements, Horvath announced additional healthcare changes she says her party promises to achieve. This includes more accessible dental care and repealing Bill 124, which introduced wage freezes for healthcare workers, especially nurses, throughout the pandemic. In terms of other healthcare election news, the Liberals announced on May 12th that they plan to invest more than $1 billion in the next 2 years to help relieve the backlog of surgeries and medical procedures caused by the pandemic. Premier Doug Ford announced on May 13th that a re-elected PC government will build a new hospital for Windsor Essex, with about $10 million in initial investments for a new facility with a greater number of beds. Green Party leader Mike Schreiner writes on the party website this week that his party is dedicated towards increasing the Ontario Disability Support Program. The monthly benefit currently stands at $1,169, and Schreiner hopes to increase it to about $2,000 per month. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.